This is episode 2230 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 7 of our series. This week, we've been exploring letting go of the past. This may be especially true for you if the past year and a half have been difficult for you living through a pandemic. I've heard from many of you who've reached out to let me know that this was a series that allowed you to begin to have a little more clarity about your future. And I'm so happy to hear this. Your fellow meditator, Andrea, reached out to say, during the week of working on happiness, that was a series we explored a while ago, she said, you told us to imagine a place when you felt your happiest. I envisioned myself in an artist studio creating work. I found a studio and signed a 2-month lease. This is some of the work I created while doing the challenge of staying focused on my goal. And she included some beautiful paintings that she did in this studio that she rented for 2 months to focus on her future, to pursue her goals. And you can do this too. What is in your heart? What is it that keeps coming up again and again, but maybe you feel like the time isn't right, or you can't do it because this thing in the past happened, or you're not sure about the future? And all these reasons you might have for why you can't live your best life now. So today, I encourage you to review your week in the final episode of a series. I always say I think it's the most important episode of a series because you will be guided in a meditation, reflecting on the big wins of this week and celebrating your life, and also learning from lessons. This awareness is so key to you allowing yourself to open up to whatever is waiting for you in the future. And you're creating the future right now. Every moment of your life is building on a foundation for your future. I want to share with you this beautiful quote from Maya Angelou, who certainly overcame great odds in her life, yet lived out her life with a powerful message that she shared with others to not give up and to overcome their circumstances. Among many of the things she did, she had a career as a singer, a dancer, an actress, a composer, and she was Hollywood's first female Black director, but became most famous as a writer, editor, essayist, playwright, and poet. As a civil rights activist, Maya Angelou worked with Dr. Martin Luther King. One of my favorite books of all is I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. She shares this quote that I want to share with you now and take to heart as you settle yourself down to meditate. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. As you calm your mind and body, open your heart. Open your heart to the story inside you. Not the story of a past that does not equal your future, but the story of you and your inner truth. Inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale, see yourself living the best part of who you are, your inner truth. Name those qualities. Visualize those qualities written right in front of you. Reach out and touch them. This is you at your core. As you exhale, release the fear, the doubt, the tension. As you inhale, feel gratitude for who you are and for all your life experiences. Exhale and release past regrets. Let them go. They do not equal your future. Yourself to sit in stillness, honoring your experiences this week. Reflect on your big wins this week. When were the times when you felt yourself letting go gently of pain from your past? Celebrate those times. Celebrate the times you felt at peace and the times you shared your peace with others. You build your future one moment at a time. Reflect on the week and recall the times that were difficult, when you felt stuck or when you felt overcome with pain from the past. Know that it's okay, because you are processing your pain, and that's massive progress. Consider what you would do differently. Process the events from this past week, gaining deep awareness about how you lived your life. Finally, allow yourself to sit in stillness. This is your reward. Absorb these beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.